Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So there is a new exclusive report out that connects Hunter Biden, who knows nothing about bio lab experiments, but hey, who cares, right? Because your name's Hunter Biden. Apparently you can get an oil and gas you know nothing about. You can then have technology companies about things you don't know anything about. Hell, you can even deal with bio lab and biochemicals and all of these different things if you're Hunter Biden, because your dad's Joe Biden, right? And he's the vice president of the United States of America at the time. And now that he's the president, you can literally just be an expert in anything, because you're not actually an expert in anything. You're an expert in selling access and making money off of your father's position in the U.S. government. Well, now we know that Hunter Biden had a bio firm, and that bio firm partnered with Ukrainian researchers, because when Hunter Biden's father, Joe Biden, was in charge of America's policy and with Ukraine, they hoarded out for the family crime bank accounts. Now, a quick reminder, if you're listening to this podcast, please make sure you hit the subscribe or auto download button and tell your friends about this podcast. Share this on social media. And if you would, write us a 5-star review to help us, as Democrats have been attacking our podcast recently with bad reviews. Now, not only did Hunter Biden's bio firm, which he knew nothing about any of this, partner with the Ukrainian researchers, what they were dealing with was incredibly dangerous. They were, quote, isolating deadly pathogens using funds that came from Obama's Defense Department while Joe Biden was in charge of the policies and decision-making on loans and things in Ukraine. That's right, the U.S. president's son was instrumental, we are now being told, in funding a firm conducting pathogen and anthrax research in Ukrainian bio labs. Now, I'm going to break a little bit of this down for you so you understand. And again, this is massive news. And the media is completely silent on it because they are afraid that the president's son, Hunter Biden, is going to probably take a plea deal so that he can protect his father from conspiracy to commit, I would argue, straight up financial crimes against the American people, whoring out his job as the vice president and now the president. And his son's probably going to have to take a deal to protect his father and his presidency. Now, an investment firm directed, okay, keyword directed, by President Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, was a leading financial backer of a pandemic tracking and response firm that collaborated on identifying and isolating deadly pathogens in Ukrainian laboratories. How did Hunter Biden get his hands on this? There's only one way to explain it. His father was in charge of the bank account and the money flowing to Ukraine. That is the only way you get your hands on this. Now, the second thing is, the second reason why you get your hands on this is because since your dad's in charge, you can help direct funds from the Defense Department, from the Obama administration, because your dad's the vice president, in the process to go to you and what you're involved in. And that's exactly what happened. Not only did Hunter Biden identify, you know, work with this firm that corroborated to identify and isolate deadly pathogens in these Ukrainian laboratories, but they did, in fact, receive millions of dollars in funding from the Obama administration's Department of Defense in the process. Rosemont Seneca Technology Partners, and if you've noticed how this has kind of been laid out for you during my podcast this week, Rosemont Seneca has a bunch of different subdivisions, right? It's kind of like Rosemont this and building and Rosemont technology and Rosemont shipping and Rosemont legal, all these different Rosemont Seneca divisions. They decided to create a new division out of thin air. It was called the Technology Partners, okay? This was a subsidiary of Hunter Biden and Christopher Hines's company. Now, let me explain to you who Christopher Hines is, and or maybe I should say remind you, because we've talked about Christopher Hines before. Christopher Hines founded Rosemont Capital. That's the parent company over all of this. And Rosemont Capital counted not only Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, but also Christopher Hines as their managing directors. Now, you may say, Hines, that sounds very familiar. We're talking about Hines Ketchup, right? Yes. Christopher Hines is a stepson of the former U.S. Secretary of State and the current climate czar, John Kerry, former presidential contender as well. Amongst the companies listed on archive versions of Rosemont Seneca Technology Partners portfolio is a company called Metabiota. It was a San Francisco company based that was basically the company's job was to detect, track, and analyze emerging infectious diseases. This is not anything that Christopher Hines knew anything about or Hunter Biden. Doesn't matter, right? Because when your dad is John Kerry and the other person involves dad as the vice president of the United States of America, Joe Biden, does it really matter? No, you can get anything you want in Ukraine when your father's in charge of the Ukrainian policy and where the money goes. Financial reports are now revealing that Rosemont Seneca Technology Partners led the company's first round of funding in 2015, which amounted to $30 million. Pay attention, okay? Former managing director and co-founder of this group, Neil Callahan, a name that also appears many times on Hunter Biden's hard drive, sits on the Metabiota Board of Advisors alongside former Clinton official Rob Walker, who discussed in another unearthed Hunter Biden hard drive email that he was actually reaching out to the Obama Department of Defense with regard to their company, Metabiota. Now, why were they reaching out? Very simple reason. In July of 2021, want to go back and connect some dots for you, my good friends over at the National Pulse exclusively revealed the connection between Metabiota, Hunter Biden, and the Pandemic Link Echo Health Alliance, which worked closely with Anthony Fauci's National Institute for Allergy and Infectious Diseases and the notorious Wuhan Laboratory. Today, they are exclusively revealing an official connection between the Biden Link pandemic firm and biological laboratories based in Ukraine. In early March, they also revealed how these labs were handling especially dangerous pathogens, quote unquote, through programs that were funded directly by the U.S. government. And Hunter Biden and John Kerry's stepson were on the take. The potential for such entities to fall into the hands of invading Russian forces has come under, well, hotly disputed scrutiny in recent weeks. Now, there's been a lot of questions about what's actually been found here. Now, I feature in the Science and Technology Center in Ukraine's 2016 annual report recounts a major meeting with Ukraine, Poland, and the United States regional collaboration on biological security, safety, and surveillance. That article actually describes, in particular, an October 2016 meeting involving, quote, U.S. military officials and their Ukrainian counterparts discussing cooperation and surveillance and prevention of especially dangerous infectious diseases, including diseases that they say zoonotic diseases in Ukraine and neighboring countries. Now, in attendance, we know for a fact, because there's pictures and tons of documentation of this meeting, were representatives from the Biden-linked Metabiota. Roughly 1 year after Hunter Biden's investment fund put cash into the company, the attendees also included the U.S. Department of Defense, Defense Threat Agency specialists. So this was all because of the connections from Biden, from Obama, from John Kerry, and his son's companies were there. Now, we know the meeting also, quote, focused on existing frameworks, regulatory coordination, and ongoing cooperative projects in research, surveillance, and diagnostics of a number of dangerous zoonotic diseases, such as avian influenza. Okay, I want you to think about this. They knew this. This has all been printed, by the way, by the Stuck annual report with pictures of the people there. In fact, they named the report highlights and accomplishments from the meeting, from the trilateral meeting with Ukraine, Poland, and the United States Regional Collaboration on Biological Security, Safety, and Surveillance. It's all there for you to see it. Now, a separate page from the STCU website details another meeting between Metabiota representatives, Ukrainian scientists, and also, again, the U.S. Department of Defense officials aimed at increasing collaboration while attending a swine fever workshop just months later. Quote, in the framework of the workshop, special breakout meetings of Ukrainian scientists with their European and American counterparts were jointly organized by the STCU, the DTRA, and Metabiota Inc. During those breakout meetings, specialists from each country worked to establish effective contacts in order to encourage future cooperation, as well as to identify future scientific projects with Ukrainian and Western veterinary institutions in the area of ASF control and investigation. Now, government contracts also corroborate the working relationship between John Kerry's stepson, Hunter Biden, and their company, Metabiota, that they were investors in. Ukrainian laboratories were directly connected in taking money from the U.S. Defense Department. Who's in charge of the Defense Department? You guessed it, Barack Obama. And who was the vice president? You guessed it, Joe Biden at the time.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
We're being told now that government contracts also are corroborating the direct working relationship between Hunter Biden's company and the company also co-owned, set up by Hines, the stepson of John Kerry, with Ukrainian laboratories and the U.S. Department of Defense. How much money did they receive is shocking. The firm received initially an $18.4 million grant. Keyword grant. That's money that you can have disappear and you never have to pay it back. A grant from the U.S. agency in 2014. Then a total of $307,091 was allocated to Metabiota on September the 25th. And that was itemized for, quote, Ukraine research projects. Now, several scientific papers, the National Pulse is now reporting, including those isolating strains of deadly pathogens like African swine fever virus, appear to have been published following the grant. There was also a 2019 paper titled Complete Sequence of the African Swine Fever Virus from a Domestic Pig in Ukraine. That was authored by researchers from Metabiota and three Ukrainian-based institutes. Now, the researchers who work is described as being funded by the U.S. Defense Threat Reduction Agency through the Biological Threat Reduction Program in Ukraine claim they isolated the strain of the deadly virus using a pig, again, from Ukraine. Quote, tissue samples were collected from a domestic pig from ASF outbreak number 131 in Kiev, Ukraine in 16. The samples were frozen, and total DNA was extracted in duplicate from spleen tissue using the Power Microbiome RNA Isolation Kit following the manufacturer's protocol. You think that's all that Hunter Biden was involved in and Hines was involved in? No. They were getting paid off of other things like anthrax. In 2014, a paper that dealt with livestock anthrax in Ukraine during the past century, and they said it was from 1913 to 2012, lists an author, then affiliated with a Ukrainian-based branch of the pandemic firm. They said their primary objective was to examine the dynamics of the disease and identify areas where anthrax may persist in the present day, the paper says. They went on to say that examining the historical aspects of the disease can identify the geographic extents of the environmental foci, define areas prone to repeat outbreaks, and lead to a better understanding of natural disease cycles. Did they get their hands on this type of money as well? Yes. This company also listed as a, or one person involved in this was listed as a Metabiota scientist. Yes, this happened in other papers, including dynamics of anthrax cases in Ukraine, anthrax in dogs, and anthrax surveillance in wild boar, all in Ukraine. One paper aimed to better understand the anthrax in Ukraine, collecting samples from anthrax hotspots funded from, you guess it, the United States government and our dollars that went with the Cooperative Biological Engagement Program Ukraine. Now, let's just hit pause here for a second and realize what was going on. If you wanted to get American dollars, you needed to do work with Joe Biden and Hunter Biden, right? You needed to do work with Hines, and you need to make sure you got your money coming in from the Kerry team. Now, if you're in Ukraine at this point, I think it's very clear that there's only one way to describe this, and the way that you describe this is you call it exactly what it is. This is straight up total corruption. That's what this is. It is pure corruption. Now, did Hunter Biden have any expertise in this. No, in fact, you could argue he had more expertise in art than he did in this. This dude knows nothing about any of this stuff. But again, I say it, it didn't matter. Why? Because of one simple reason. He had the right last name. And if you wanted to get the money, this is how you got the money. Now, this fallout from big tech and from the media bearing the Hunter Biden story is also very clear. Tucker Carlson at Fox News Channel was talking about some of this. Take a listen.
Victoria Nuland, that's the undersecretary of state who oversees Ukraine, mentioned in a Senate hearing that there are U.S.-funded bio labs in Ukraine. And whatever's in these labs, Nuland said to Marco Rubio, is so dangerous that she's worried it'll fall into the wrong hands. People could get hurt. Now, we saw the tape of Nuland saying this, and we were really surprised. We'd never heard anything like this before. Bio labs in Ukraine? What? Why? So we brought it up on air, and we asked, among other things, why didn't the Biden administration secure what was ever in these labs before the Russians invaded? That seemed like a fair question, maybe an important question. For asking it, we were immediately denounced by so-called reporters as disloyal agents of Vladimir Putin. They accused us of repeating discredited Russian disinformation about the existence of bioweapons in Ukraine. And they knew this because Pentagon Flax had handed them a, quote, fact sheet that told them so. So they read the talking points dutifully, as they always do. In fact, we hadn't even mentioned bioweapons. We just quoted what Victoria Nuland told the Senate and asked what it meant. The whole thing was absurd. But the experience did get us thinking, what is the truth here? Why exactly are we paying for bio labs in Ukraine, of all places? How long has this been going on, and what's the purpose of it? So we started poking around to find out. We did. We just spoke to someone who knows the answer to this question, someone with direct firsthand knowledge of this topic. It turns out that our government has for some time funded bio labs in Ukraine that do, among other things, research on, yes, biological weapons. This is not a conspiracy theory. It's true. So why is the U.S. government doing this in Ukraine? The answer, because no one wants to do bioweapons research in this country. It's too dangerous and it's too unpopular. For decades, the U.S. government worked on bioweapons at places like Fort Detrick in suburban Maryland, or underground at the Army's Dugway Proving Ground outside Salt Lake City. But after a series of accidents and controversies, the government decided to move bioweapons research offshore. Ukraine, among other countries, was a perfect place to relocate. Because Ukraine is not a democracy, the Ukrainian government can host all the bioweapons research it wants. There's nothing ordinary Ukrainians can do about it. That's the truth. Now, we're not shocked that our government is lying about this. A bioweapons program is, by definition, a national security matter. So you do not expect full transparency. That's okay. What we're shocked by is the Biden administration's willingness to attack anyone who presses them for answers as an agent of a hostile foreign power. Get out of our way or we'll accuse you of treason. That's over the top. That's their MO. Not just the White House, but the toadies in the press corps who do their bidding. Denouncing American citizens as disloyal for telling the truth. No wonder so many elected Republicans obey them. They're afraid not to. But there's more to the story. How much more, we're not sure. But the National Pulse is reporting tonight that apparently a private equity firm run by Hunter Biden funded some of the research into pathogens in these biolabs. What are the outlines of that story? We're not sure. But we know it's legitimate to ask what it means. Why wouldn't it be? You're not a Russian agent repeating discredited Putin talking points if you ask. You're a good citizen. So we're going to continue to ask. We hope that others will too.
No one else is, by the way. They're not. They're not asking this question, right? Because they don't want to deal with the reality that you have a Ukrainian biolab that's being funded by a private equity firm run by Hunter Biden and also being run by John Kerry's stepson. Now, this is not, as he said, Russian disinformation. We now have all of this. Now, you got to realize this is massive amounts of money, of grant money. Now, when you get a grant, think about how quickly grant money can disappear. It's one of the easiest ways to be corrupted. And we know that. We know that this revelation surrounding President Joe Biden's son's financial involvement with the Ukrainian biological laboratories experimenting with pathogens, animals, and anthrax is something that this White House does not want you to understand. And we know that all these Metabiota employees, one of them, for example, served as a human biosurveillance specialist and project manager from 2015 to 16, revealed his role in the facilitating activities with the U.S. Department of Defense cooperating with their engagement program in Ukraine, has that on his LinkedIn page. It's not hard to connect these dots anymore. Quote, laboratory facility assessment, laboratory diagnostics and BS and S training and biological risk assessment and mitigation are among the other tasks that this man engages in, who is a employee of Metabiota. It's on his LinkedIn page, folks. Former country science manager for Eastern Europe, David Mustra, explained how he managed Metabiota's team of 12 Ukrainian national personnel and served, quote, as the biosurveillance and research manager for Metabiota's work on a subcontractor under the direction of prime contractor Black and Veatch, BNV, on the Defense Threat Reduction Agency's Cooperative Biological Engagement Program. How do we know this? It's on his own biography on his own website. Additionally, LinkedIn offers profiles of former MetaBio employees detailing the work conducted by the company's Kyiv outpost. The company's international footprint includes operations in 20 countries and offices in San Francisco, Washington, Ukraine, China, Canada, and Sierra Leone, explains their own summary on their own website. Now, the question all of you should be asking yourself right now is this. How is it that the president of the United States of America's son could get his hands on this much money without his father being directly involved? It would be impossible. He knows nothing about this industry, and everybody knows that he knows nothing about this industry.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been,
juicy.
The podcast would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
All right. I also want to talk about what's going on in the economy right now. And there's some major issues going on with the economy, specifically with not just our economy, but also the world economy and how much of an influence what is happening in Russia and Ukraine is going to have. The president of the United States of America has actually come out and warning of a supply chain issue with food, saying you're going to see certain products that you can't get your hands on. Now, the president also just spoke about our economy, bragging about our economy, and the fact checkers went nuts right away. As he was overseas, he said, quote, we reduce the deficit, we reduce the deficit. Not once, but twice. That is a lie. It's not true. He said, look, we had 6-7 million jobs last year, the most ever created one year, on more than 7 million, you know, 678,000 created. So just last month, in 1 month, I'm giving you the exact quote from the president, unemployment down to 3.8%. Our growth, our economy growth grew at 5.7% last year, and a stronger so nearly 40 years, and we reduced the deficit. Now, again, if this sounds a little bit weird and jumbled, I'm reading exactly as he said it. Biden went on to say we reduced the deficit reduced the deficit by $360 billion last year. Notwithstanding all that, I hear on some channels when I turned mine and I were on track to reduce over $1 trillion. Again, I'm reading exactly from the transcript here. This year and the background work, it positioned our economy to deal with this with a global problem of inflation, which is real. A lot of people would be hurt, but we're fixing it. Is any of that even close to accurate is the question that so many Americans are asking themselves. So I decided I'd bring on a good friend of mine, Charles Thorngren. He is the CEO and founder of Legacy Precious Metals. Charles, look, you got more than two decades of experience in financial investments, including precious metals. We are seeing the markets say, we don't believe you, President Biden. We don't believe that the economy is doing great. We don't believe that your gains are historic. And we don't believe you when you tell us that somehow things are better when clearly it's worse. How concerned are you about inflation? And let's just start with that, number one, and dissect it for a moment.
You know, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me. Really, nothing he said was true. Inflation, it's staggering. We all feel it. We've all been to the gas pumps. We've all bought food. And it's going to be real. This is the same administration that tried to tell us this was transitory just 6 months ago. The real misleading thing we have here is if you look at those inflation numbers, they're a baked number. If we use a formula that's been used for decades and was just recently changed as little as 20 years ago, the real inflation we're dealing with right now is much closer to 16%, not the 8% and the 10% that they're warning that's going to happen using their numbers. So you have to wonder about anything he says when he can't even get the simple numbers correct.
Charles, I think one of the most shocking things about just this statement from him, and it was very hard to even understand what he was trying to get at here, is go back to his other warning, and that is he's just telling you to accept it. There are going to be food shortages. Now, I went back. There is not a single time in my lifetime, all right, and I'm 40, where I have had a president of the United States of America warn me while I've been alive since 1981 of a food shortage. And the way that the president said it was almost just like, hey, Americans, deal with it. Listen to the president in his own words. At this meeting overseas, and again, he's obviously trying to blame everything on Vladimir Putin, but he said, hey, with regard to food shortages, it's going to be real. It's coming. Get ready.
With regard to food shortages, yes, we did talk about food shortages. And it's going to be real. The price of these sanctions is not just imposed upon Russia. It's imposed upon an awful lot of countries as well, including European countries and our country as well. And because both Russia and Ukraine have been the breadbasket of Europe in terms of wheat, for example. Just to give you one example. But we had a long discussion in the G7 with both the United States, which has a third largest producer of wheat in the world, as well as Canada, which is also a major, major producer. And we both talked about how we could increase and disseminate more rapidly food shortages. In addition to that, we talked about urging all the European countries and everyone else to end trade restrictions on sending limitations on sending food abroad. And so we are in the process of working out with our European friends what it would be, what it would take to help alleviate the concerns relative to food shortages. We also talked about a significant major U.S. investment, among others, in terms of providing for the need for humanitarian assistance, including food, as we move forward.
I mean, you've got a president that's saying you're going to have a food shortage. It's going to be real. And with regard to that, yes, it's going to happen. It's going to be on a lot of countries, including the U.S., including European countries, our country as well. So you just kind of need to get ready for this. And there doesn't seem to be any counteracting of this at all. It's just accept it, deal with it. But don't worry, everything's great in our economy. Well, how can you claim that everything's great in the economy when you have food shortages and inflation at the same time?
It's a great point. And really, we have to begin to accept something. And we're not going to like this. You may not like this statement. But this is par for the course for him. He's going to do what he's determined he's going to do, regardless of the pain that it costs, U.S. and the world. And his answer is the same. Deal with it. This is going to happen. I'm going to push my agenda, whether you like it or not, regardless of the consequences. And we've seen this. Shutting down the pipeline. First example. Many examples to follow. And, you know, I think what he tries to do, the bumbling and the stumbling, part of it is a real concern for us. Part of it may be an act where you don't want to blame the old man. He's just a crazy old man who's going to do what he's going to do. We have no choice but to accept it. And that's the sad part about it, because there is better paths available, and we're choosing not to take them.
My guest with me is Charles Thorngren. He's the CEO and founder of Legacy Precious Metals. Charles, let's talk about what's happening with people in their retirement accounts, 401ks. We are seeing volatility that is even for someone, farther away, right, from retirement than many others. But I look at the markets right now, and it's just, it's exhausting to watch what's happening. I mean, it's 400 points down one day, 200 points up the next day, 300 points down the next day. This type of volatility and swings, when you see, you know, 1% a day can be up and down even more than 1% of the overall markets. The S&P is many days at 0.5% movement to 1% movement. And then you're seeing the price of precious metals. They've even become more volatile, which usually is not the case. When you look at all of this now, what are you seeing moving forward? Is it Russia-Ukraine, or is this just the fact that we are so leveraged as a nation right now that we're going to continue to see this because of our massive national debt?
Hey, great question. And Russia and Ukraine, very small part of it. Very, very tiny part of it. Most of this is a buildup of what's been happening for years, and it is what we will see. These movements you see now are a warning. This isn't the real action. This isn't the real decline. This is the warning of what's to come. The massive debt we have, and regardless of him saying whether he's reduced it or not, we all know it's not true. It's been increased. Is going to make everyone pay in their retirement accounts, in the cash that they hold in savings, in the loss of their purchasing power. When we had the situation in 2008 and everything fell apart and we lost big banks and we lost brokerage houses and things of that nature, it took over 7 years for people to recover from the losses of 2008. This is why we talk about precious metals. When this collapse happens, it could take longer. We have much more debt now than we did then. We have a much less effective government now than we did then. And these are the things we have to be careful of. And this is why we talk precious metals. The volatility we see in the metals, that's a direct result of the volatility that we see in the stock market. Right now, you have a lot of people who are trading in metals. That's not the long-term holds that most people do. So that's more of an institutional trading. But what we know from history is they get out of the way when the real action happens. As we see more and more lost portfolios and more people being devastated by the actions of this economy, this government, and this stock market as well. It's been up for way too long without any real corrections. You'll see those metals take their position as they should, as that hedge, that protection against that volatility.
Lastly, this is another, I think, real concern of so many people is they are worried about another type of crash. We see housing prices really hitting all-time highs. We're also seeing interest rates skyrocketing, so people are trying to get in on the housing market as fast as they can. While the rates are still historically low, but there's that worry that people may be overpaying, and then there's going to be this massive correction. When you look ahead, and you mentioned that last time, it took 7 years for us to recover, and that was not that long ago, but people seem to forget when times were lean and bad and how long it took, and for those housing prices also to recover. We're now seeing a market that's so hot that people are sitting there going, gosh, I got to get in on this. What happens if there is a correction, and do you believe there's going to be a correction?
There will be a correction. You have the Fed talking about six additional hike rates this year alone, and that's not what they're going to do over the next couple of years as well. These six rate hikes they're planning are not the end of the troubles of inflation. And they're so insignificant in their size, and they're so late to the game that you're going to see them have to increase the amount of interest upgrades they do. We're going to go from those quarter basis points to half basis points, some even larger. So, yes, it's going to take a massive toll, and housing is going to be included as well. There will be a correction. It's not a matter of it's a matter of when. And the troublesome thing for me, I mean, as bad as inflation is and as bad as the housing prices are, the Federal Reserve does not have the means to help offset the next recession that we go through. The balance sheet that they hold is so bloated that they're not going to be able to step in effectively and infuse money into the system to help correct the recession. It's already bloated now at $9 trillion on their balance sheet. So until they get that corrected, them doing anything to try to help offset a recession is only going to cause the dollar issues to become worse, not better.
Yeah, it's going to get a lot worse. I think you're absolutely right there. And I think this is going to be a very, very interesting moment moving forward. For our economy, but also, like you said, the housing market. And then you look at the instability in the Middle East. It's going to be pretty crazy, to say the least. I appreciate you coming on and talking about this because I think there's so many people that are listening right now that are very confused about how the president can come out and say everything's great and we're moving in the right direction when clearly all economic indicators are saying basically we're moving in the wrong direction. He's saying the economy is getting stronger while everybody else is saying that we're getting more volatile and it's getting weaker and inflation is a problem. It's either derangement or just flat out lying to the American people. You choose, right?
Absolutely. And the worst part is we still have 2.5 years to go.
Yeah. Well, and if you keep these policies for 2.5 years, can you imagine where we would be then?
It's terrifying to think, to be honest. This is why we do what we do. We get prepared now. We see the warning signs and we say, okay, I'm not going to put myself in that position to have to suffer through that.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And I appreciate your time. We'll have you back again real soon. Thorngren, CEO, founder of Legacy Precious Metals. If you want to find out more about what they do, you can go online to legacyinvestments.com, legacyinvestments.com. Please make sure you share this information. Forward this information. Write it down. Because no one in the media is doing their job right now on this, because this is massive and everybody knows how big it is. And that's exactly why they're doing everything they can to make sure that they don't have to talk about it.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.